Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network, Positive Powered Radio. Before we get started with today's show, I want to ask you, have you checked out the contest? People are winning all kinds of cool prizes, t-shirts, coaching sessions, products. Be sure to go to http://homebusinessradionetwork.com/contest. Check out all the details there. Share information about the Home Business Radio Network. Enjoy the prizes. Share it with your team. Enjoy the empowerment. And let's just have some fun with this thing. Today, my topic is objections. Objections, yeah. It's the thing that holds so many people back. And I want you to understand that customer and prospect objections are okay. It's okay. It's perfect. It's normal. Everybody has the right to say no. But I want to talk about your attitude. I want you to expect objections as part of the normal day-to-day business. You know, they are part of the whole sales process. Take them in stride. Don't let them stress you out. Don't let them stop you. Don't let them hold you back from accomplishing your goals and your dreams. Understand that from a prospect standpoint, if you step into the mind of the prospect a second, the prospect's natural defense system is to say no or to throw out an objection right away. You know, and unless you have something that they really, 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 really want and are already pre-sold, most prospects are going to throw an objection at you. It's just their natural defense. It's cause and effect almost. You can, however, learn to expect and encounter those behaviors and attitudes of your prospects that show up as an objection in your business. So what do you do when you get an objection? Well, I like to really, when I give a presentation, and you've heard me say it before, every presentation shouldn't be a presentation, but it should be a conversation. I like to try to include any and all possible objections, at least the big ones anyways, in my presentation or my conversation that I have with my prospect. I want to sound natural. I want to answer questions that they're thinking about, and I want to answer questions that they haven't even thought of. But a prospect is, in most cases, going to give you one or two objections. And a lot of times these objections really are just questions. They have a need for more information. So think about it like that. Shift your thinking a little bit. You know, sometimes we as salespeople, and yes, you are a salesperson, talk so fast at a prospect, and the prospect can't process everything that we say, all the benefits or the features about our product and our company and our opportunity. So you have to give space for your prospect to think about it and ask questions. And don't worry about if they're not going to do this or not. Your job is to expose the information. You can't control whether they do anything with it or not. And people have various reasons for objections. You know, some of them can be overcome with more information. And just understand that about 65% of the initial objections that are expressed are not real. In other words, these expressed objections are masking another question. So your job is to kind of dig and ask more questions to your prospect. So what's a good way to handle objections? Well, it's been around for decades. It's called feel, felt, found. Feel, felt, found. It goes something like this. I know how you feel. I have plenty of satisfied customers that initially felt the same way too, but here's what they found. Again, that's feel, felt, found. And what you're doing here is you're neutralizing the objection and offering more information to your prospect. Kind of makes sense. Now, you can go into a lot of detail and you can say something like, you know, let me make a distinction for you. You know, restate whatever their objection is, you know, product costs too much or the ingredients or, you know, they don't like gold and silver or whatever it is. And you basically go down the same path again. You know, yeah, I understand how you feel. I, in fact, felt the same way as well. But here's what I found. And then continue the conversation. And if somebody offers you objections that are vague, you can really, really bet your money that there's a hidden objection that they're not bringing up. And it's those hidden objections that might embarrass the person. Maybe they don't have enough money to get started. Maybe they have an unsupportive spouse or partner. So you kind of want to give them an easy exit when you have a scenario like that. That's what I like to do. You know, I usually give people four options at the end of my presentation. They want to make a little bit of money. It's option one. Option two is they might want to make a little bit of money. So first one is a lot of money. Second one is a little bit of money. Third one is just to be a customer. And the fourth option is to do nothing. All four are perfect answers. So I ask the prospect, you know, which is best for you? Which one suits you best? And then I let them pick option one, two, three, or four. So it's easy. So understand that when you get really good at handling objections and the whole sales process, you can overcome pretty much almost any objection by selling or quote unquote convincing. But then you have to be careful of what I call buyer's remorse. You never really want to convince or hard sell anybody. Number one, because it's not usually a fun and pleasurable experience for the prospect or customer. And you also want to know that if you convince or sell them and they don't really get it, they're probably going to have buyer's remorse. In other words, they're going to get up tomorrow morning and say, why did I buy that product? Or why did I sign up into that deal? And they're not going to do anything, or they're going to return a product, or they're going to return a business, and you just wasted a bunch of time. How do I know this? I've done this. So learn from my mistakes, my friend. What I like to do is try to help each and every person connect the dots. So I'll take them a little way down the presentation, explain the benefits, and I'll say, well, does that make sense? And if you hear me on the show quite often, you'll hear me doing the same thing with you. I'll talk about something and I'll say, well, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Or does that make sense? And they're like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. But see, because when the person sees it as something that makes sense to them, odds are they're going to go ahead and get started because of their reasons. Does that make sense? There you go. I did it again. So, if your prospect says something to you like, you know, I'm not interested. Here's what you do. This is magical. If you're writing notes, write this down. Prospect says, I'm not interested. Simply ask why. And then be quiet. Be silent. Where people blow it, and this is the same for when you're at the very end of the presentation and, you know, you say, are you ready to get started? People keep talking. They sell themselves out of a sign up. Again, ask the question, why? Why aren't you interested? And then let them respond. After the response, you might be able to see, you know, an area that you can focus on to give them more information and be able to give them what they need so that they feel good about what you're offering them. Basically, you know, objections come into five key areas. Five main areas, what I've discovered. It's number one, objecting to needing the product in the first place. Two, objection to your product, the specific product you have itself. Objection three is price. Objection four is buying right now, not having the money. And objection five is they're not interested. It's okay. All of them are okay. You know, I understand this truth. Everybody is not interested in your product or your business, even though you think everybody could benefit from your product and your business, which might be true. Everybody's not going to be interested in it. So it's okay. So your job is to sort through the people. Look for the ones who are looking for what you have to offer. Does that make sense? You know, you could try to convince and sell, and, you know, even, you know, some new reps ask me, oh, you know, how do I explain and convince people that network marketing or MLM or direct sales is a good thing? I always say I don't. If somebody has a whole bunch of baggage and they're not open to the possibility of making more money, I'm not going to go there with them. It's too much work. And very rarely does it ever pan out for me. So I've tried to convince people and educate people. Most people, and I'm going to say this as nice as I can, are ignorant about our industry. They just don't know. They've heard from a friend of a friend who's tried it, but they have never really tried it. Or they have tried it and have never really been trained on exactly how really to do the business. So these objections, whether it be the industry, the product, or your business opportunity, in many cases, stem from a lack of information. Let's talk about the number one objection, needing the product. You know, nothing contributes more to the entire sales process as much as you sharing the benefits of your product and your business with the prospect. The entire process, if you will, of selling your product boils down to this: your ability to transfer a conviction from yourself to the prospect. And what that really means is your belief, your knowing that this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and absolutely without a doubt everybody needs to be buying this product and benefiting from this product, because if they don't, something's going to happen terrible in the future. When you can transfer that conviction, that's when you build belief in your prospect. That's when the prospect will buy. So your job is to study the value and the benefits of your product and opportunity. Know the key phrases of your products and your business. And those, my friend, will pay you big, big dividends long term. Another way to say this is preparation, 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 followed by presentation, presentation, presentation will produce big, big dividends to you. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? What I like to do is I like to educate and train my new people how to handle objections by doing three-way calls. And I hope you're doing three-way calls. I hope this has been somewhat insightful for you today. My name is Terry Petrovic. Connect with me on my blog at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petro, P-E-T-R-O, Vic, V-I-C-K.com. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one, my friend, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye for now.